from KQED.
From KQED Public Radio, I'm Amy Standen with Quest, our weekly series exploring Northern California's science and environment. Tomorrow in Sacramento, state officials plan to vote on an issue so contentious they've been debating it for decades. It has to do with California's coastal power plants, which suck in billions of gallons of ocean water each day and use it to cool their equipment as they make electricity. Environmentalists have long lobbied for a ban on this practice, and tomorrow they may get their wish. But first, I want you to meet John Vincent.
John, are you there?
He lives in El Segundo, near L.A.
Yeah, you're very faint.
Oh, let me get loud.
One night a few years back, Vincent went out lobster fishing. He anchored his boat next to what seemed like a good spot, next to a buoy.
It was dark and the buoy was like pitch white.
Actually, it used to be red, the color that signals don't dive here, but
it was white from the birds pooping on it.
So Vincent put on his scuba gear, jumped off the boat,
dived down the line, and looked for lobster in the holes.
In about 20 minutes, he'd bagged 7 lobsters, the legal limit. He was about to head up when
I kind of feel a current kind of just pulling me.
And then
before I knew it, it was like whoop, abruptly, I got sucked into the pipe.
The pipe was an entryway to, you guessed it, a cooling system for a power plant. In this case, the Scattergood power plant in El Segundo. Luckily for Vincent, the pipe spat him out into a catch basin where some very surprised firefighters eventually pulled him out.
They were just like, whoa! I just see their tonsils.
Lives do end as a result of these pipes, which, by the way, are called once-through cooling systems. Usually, though, they're just really small lives.
So I'm this tiny larvae floating around in water.
Actually, this is Steve Shimek. He runs the Monterey Coast Keeper, an environmental advocacy group. Shimek has taken me by kayak to the intake pipes at the Moss Landing Natural Gas Plant, built in 1949, just north of Monterey. It's one of 20 power plants on California's coast that use once-through cooling. He and I are in no danger of getting sucked in, but it's a different story for tiny creatures like fish larvae, which are small enough to pass through the filters and enter the plant. Here at Moss Landing, up to 1.3 billion gallons of ocean water are sucked up every day, and everything in that water dies.
So I die with the algae, I die with the plankton, I die with the small fish, I die along with everybody else.
There is another way to cool a power plant, using what's called a cooling tower. Picture the Springfield nuclear power plant from The Simpsons. Cooling towers act like giant radiators. They recycle the same water over and over. But these towers are very big and very expensive. Power companies say they'll cost hundreds of millions of dollars, which will translate to higher electricity bills. And some in the industry argue that once-through cooling may not be all that bad for the environment anyway. Take Pete Ressler, who, when we spoke to him, was a spokesman for PG&E's Diablo Canyon Nuclear Power Plant in San Luis Obispo.
We found that there are some biodiversity differences, but it hasn't been detrimental to the area. In fact, there are very large populations of sea otters and sea lions, harbor seals that live a very good life.
In fact, no one really knows how much damage these pipes do, which is one reason that this debate has gone on for as long as it has. But there's another reason, and it has everything to do with the place that we're kayaking today. Elkhorn Slough is a 7,000-acre stretch of wetlands stretching inward from Monterey Bay. Some of this land was bought up and restored by the Moss Landing Power Plant as mitigation, basically a way to pay the environment back for the damage that was wrought by the once-through cooling system. Today, the slough is home to sea lions and otters, 340 species of birds. One of its admirers is Pete Raimondi, a biologist at UC Santa Cruz.
So it's been phenomenally successful, and it's made a dramatic difference in what's going on there.
Pete Raimondi is one of several scientists hired to evaluate the impacts of once-through cooling. And the point he's about to make is, frankly, a little surprising to hear from the mouth of a fish biologist. He says it's counterintuitive, given the vast amounts of water that the power plants pull in and how many creatures die. But maybe the benefits that power plants can offer in the form of mitigations like Elkhorn Slough, maybe they outweigh the damage caused to begin with. In other words, maybe we should just keep things the way they are.
So it has this kind of emotional feel to it that you just have to get over. And I don't mean this in a bad or good sense. I just mean you have to get over to really think through what the impact is to the system and what could be done with the mitigation.
Back at Elkhorn Slough, a sea otter pops up just feet from our kayaks, munching on a Washington clam. When I tell him Pete Raimondi's argument about mitigations, Steve Shimek's face falls just a little. He's heard this before.
I think that mitigation is a fact of life, and mitigation is important. If there's something that we have to do, and we can't figure out a way around the impact.
But that's not the case here, Shimek says. We know exactly how to stop the impact. In fact, power plants across the country have done it for decades.
I guess I just come back to it. What's wrong with stopping the impact?
If the State Water Resources Board approves the ban tomorrow, that's more or less what will happen. Meanwhile, you can find a guided exploration of Elkhorn Slough and the full story of John Vincent's brush with death on our website, kqed.org/quest. For Quest, I'm Amy Standen.
Major funding for Quest is provided by the National Science Foundation, with additional support from the Amgen Foundation.